I noticed that what might be strange about receiving and remembering is that I was only referring to physical or material things. In that talk, and what sits more true to my heart is the ability to remember the non-tangibles. The way people make us feel. And I believe we can choose to remember the feelings where we were hurt, and we can choose to remember the feelings where we were happy. We get to choose that. And with Thomas, I know a lot of times both of us tend to remember the feelings where we were hurt, which produces more arguments. But if we can get to that space where we remember the feelings where we were happy, that's where we can continue to be happy and live in peace. Live in flow. If we can get to that place, receive and remember. Remembering those happy moments.